just for purpose of clarification. You said that the Ombudsman office or institution can bring cases to the Constitutional Court in case he or she or the institution, the Ombudsman institution, finds that there might be an incompatibility between a law and the Constitution. Did I understand correctly? And that the Ombudsman institution could request specific harmonization of specific legislation? Is that, did I get the idea clearly? And in that sense, I would go back to my previous question. What would happen, not if a law is against the Constitution? I understand that in that case, the Constitutional Court could quash the law, or could annul the law that is against the Constitution. But what would happen if a law of a district, the law of the Federation, for example, the law of Republika Srpska, would be contrary to the convention, to a provision of the convention? What would be the consequence of that? And how would a court of that district or level, what would the court of that level be able to do? Could that court, even a district court, do not apply? Could that court not apply the provisions of a law under the consideration that it is contrary to the Constitution, to the Convention, or based on His Excellency's answer, that would only be the competence of the Constitutional Court, that is, annulling a law or not applying a law on the basis of being contrary to the Convention. I hope I'm clear. And now, also, with respect to the retroactivity and continuous crime, you do mention that it is possible that the law contemplating the crime of enforced disappearance can be applicable to a perpetrator who probably commenced committing the crime before the entrance into force of the law in question. Have there been any cases where that happens? That is, that the law has entered into force, a person perpetrated enforced disappearance before the entry into force, but the person has not been found. Has this person been prosecuted and subject to judicial process under the law that was enacted later? Are there any cases? Now, with respect to entity courts and entity prosecutors, officers can be prosecuted at that level. Now, we understand that there is no crime of enforced disappearance at district level, however, or entity level. However, supposing there is, supposing there was, what would, and you said that Article 190A of the Criminal Code is applicable to cases occurred before it entered into force. Now, could you again, or probably clarify, when a code is applicable with respect to the specific crime we are talking about? Supposing that all the districts already have the crime enacted, what would be the factor triggering the application of that law? The person, that is, the policeman from that district committing the crime, or the territory, that is, the place where the crime was committed? Just for purpose of understanding. And also, you mentioned that under domestic or more specific legislation that the Republic of Srpska has a more flexible legislative procedure, and it might be easier for that republic to enact the law criminalizing the conduct of forced disappearance, in contrast with other jurisdictions where it might be more difficult. However, are there any bills or legislative processes already in process at the districts and entity levels where the laws are being amended or in the process of being amended in order to include the crime of enforced disappearance at that level? Any specific laws that are being discussed by the legislatures of those entities or districts? Now, you did mention that there is an automatic suspension of the individual in order to prevent that individual to participate in the investigations of enforced disappearances. However, is the institution to which that individual belongs or works for, is that institution also prevented from participating in the investigation or not, or only the individual? Yeah. Do you want me to repeat that? Is that okay? Okay, go. Okay, thank you, please. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your answers. I have some few questions. With regard to the what you said about the faculty of the ombudsperson to pose appellations, I wanted to ask